The Pogo mine has overcome early setbacks and is now turning a profit. The state's second largest gold mine poured its first gold in early 2006 after construction costs ran $50 million over budget. The underground mining operation went on to suffer a major electrical fire, problems with ore processing equipment, and trouble filling key jobs. Carl Hanneman of Techcomeco Alaska says things have turned around in the last year.
We've turned the corner now and are more consistently meeting our production targets and have reported a profit for the last three quarters.
Hanneman says the mine celebrated the pouring of its 500,000th ounce of gold in June. The mine is projected to produce more than 3 million ounces during a 10-year lifespan. Hanneman says economics at Pogo, like at all mines, is a balance between operational costs and mineral prices.
Well, certainly the high price of gold is helping us significantly at this point to offset the very major increases we've had in electricity and fuel costs and such. And on balance now, the price of gold, at least of late, is winning, and we're on the profit side.
Hanneman says the worldwide recent mining boom, sparked by high mineral prices, continues to make it challenging to find and keep good workers. He says plans are still in the works to use Pogo Gold in the manufacture of medals for the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver.